Hi, this is Dan Hart. For about 12 years, I've been dropping into the radio station WJIE occasionally and talking with DJ Jim Gallipo about a Christian perspective on financial topics. Done this about 200 times, I guess, over the years. When I've been there in early or mid-November, we often talk about the financial side of the holidays. And so I've put together some snippets of our conversations over the years. I hope these are helpful to you. Here's a conversation with Jim Gallipo, joined in progress. When we get into early January, what do we want the holidays to have meant to us and to our family? Mm-hmm. What are our goals? Because what typically happens is that we'll get through this period of time, we'll have never thought of that. We'll think of some minor things along the way, like going to church and what gifts do I want to give, what gifts do I want to get, and some of those things, all that's fine. But really, what do I want to have accomplished through this very, really unique time of the year? It is unique. It's a unique opportunity for us, even though it comes around every year. Just what difference do I want there to be, you know, several weeks from now when it's all said and done?
All right, think about that for a few minutes. It is 7:07 at 88.5 WJIE.
Well, what are some potential goals to have through the holidays? So I asked Jim about this and kind of put him on the spot, and I asked his sidekick there at the station as well.
I'd like just for the three of us here just to brainstorm that for a minute and just say, you know, what should we hope to accomplish in ourselves and in our families as we get through these next several weeks? You know, what... You know, just what do you all think? What's it all for? You know, go ahead.
I think one of the things that a lot of people think about, I'm not saying that this may not be what it's for, but I think it's for a time for maybe family healing if you've had division, maybe a time where you can actually get together and heal the family if there's been a problem, because it is a time where it's a little less stressful maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. For some it would be, and others it may be more stressful. I don't know.
That's right. I think I'm going to broaden that a little bit. I love that. And maybe a goal that all of us can have would be that our family ends up closer together, more tightly bonded together, say, by early January than we are now.
Okay.
And so that could include, if we need some healing, it could include just any family. But, you know, the thing about that is that Christmas has us going in so many different directions and thinking about things as much as, or maybe more so than we think about people, is that to get there, we're going to have to get there on purpose. We're going to have to figure out a way how we're going to make that happen. Other goals could be, of course, simply to have a closer walk with our Lord and just a closer appreciation, a greater appreciation of what Jesus did in coming to earth in the form of this baby. You know, for our sakes, not for his sake, but really very much for our sake, even knowing what would happen 33 years later.
Cheryl, did you have anything you wanted to add to all that conversation?
Well, I just think that it's important to remember the bigger picture of Christmas. I think that it's really a great thing if you can reach out to maybe somebody you don't know and show the love of God, because after all, that is what Christmas is all about. Maybe go down to a food kitchen or do something to reach out to the needy, because you know that's what God did for us. And you know, sure, some people don't know God, but they still can receive his love. So I think that's kind of the whole point.
Yeah, right. And this really is a unique time of year to be able to have those opportunities.
Maybe we'll do it as a family.
There you go.
That's
a great idea. What's going on with traffic this morning? I noticed that
many of us could find that this time of year is not a positive time of year from a financial standpoint. We talked about that also.
Think ahead to say, is this time of year typically bring financial stress on me? And if you look at that, you'll often find that that financial stress doesn't really have much to do with glorifying God or pointing people to his son. And so that's something you can get on top of. If giving gifts to all of these different people it doesn't work, then you can talk to them now. You can pull names out of a hat so you don't have to give to everybody at work or everybody in your family and those kind of things. So again, my challenge is don't let this be a time of stress to the extent that you can. And in a lot of ways, we can really change that. We can really influence that. And especially if we tell people why, then folks, I find, really take that well and might even grow a little bit from it.
There you go.
Occasionally, we'll have a guest in with us in the studio at WJIE. And just this year, we had Denny Dillman. He is with the Mercy Ministry at Southeast Christian Church. And part of his role there at Southeast is to help Christians to apply the principles of their faith to their financial planning. when Denny was in, we talked about a lot of things, but eventually got around to talking about the holidays. And amid a bit of silliness, as you'll hear, here's what Denny had to say.
Dan, we want to talk a little bit about, as we get ready for Christmas, about, getting ready to just go for it, get the credit cards out, spend.
We've had a pretty serious conversation here this morning about, is God enough and living frugally and what we think of as normal and all this. And I'm so glad that now we can say, it's Christmas time, it's the celebration
of
Christ's birth. Right, it is, and of course it's God's money in our hand, but it's God's party for the birth of his son. And so we don't need to worry about this serious stuff.
Walk away from the microphone. Absolutely not. Yes, that's what happens today. It's Christmas and Christmas is all about gifts and more gifts and then even more gifts. And is it really? I mean, is it really about that? It's interesting for us who follow Christ in a season when really it's all about celebrating his birth, and we participate in a big way. We all do, myself included. We kind of lose our minds at this time of year. We go out, we spend, we overspend, we put it on credit cards, and for one day, for one moment, and let's be real, okay? How long is that gift really appreciated? How long is that? I know in my house, my kids, they ended up playing with a box that came in.
Boxes can be a lot of fun. A few years ago, we had Mike Graham in the studio with us talking about holiday finances. Mike is retired from ministry, but over the years had literally counseled with thousands, really thousands of people in regards to their finances and applying a biblical perspective to that. And here's what Mike had to add.
A lot of people are looking into Friday and saying, I hope to get a great deal. And, since I don't have any cash on hand, I'll just put it on my credit card. Doesn't that still make it a great deal, Mike?
Well, think about what they call Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's called Black Friday.
Right.
It's not called White Friday or Promise Friday or Sunlit Friday. It's called Black Friday. There must be a reason for that.
The
trouble is, it won't be black until January. When I was in the financial business, our phones didn't start ringing until about January the 15th.
Hmm.
And that's when everybody got their bills for Christmas, and they said, oh, my goodness, what did I do?
If we want to have a holiday season that results in a little bit less financial stress, Denny Dillman had an idea for that.
My suggestion to folks is, first of all, make a budget. And if you have a problem with making a budget, then put together the cash that you're going to spend. And that's all you spend. When the envelope is empty,
you're done.
You're done.
Wow.
It's over. To be able to do that, you need to make a plan. But you need to make a plan that is not bigger than the budget. Because if you do that, if you go out with that, and whatever it takes to put the checks on yourself to go out and so you don't lose your mind like that, whatever it takes to do that, I believe, truthfully, you will honor God in an amazing way by doing that.
Okay, that's good advice.
And Mike Graham had something similar to say. Maybe there's something to this.
I'm going to use a bad word. It's the B word. And I say, really, we need to set up a budget for Christmas. And if we don't know what kind of monies that we have to spend on Christmas, we can really get ourselves into a world of hurt come January, as we talked about earlier. Plan on how many people you're going to buy for and what you're going to buy, and then stick to that. And make a list and stick to that list. Avoid impulse shopping. That's the thing that probably gets more people in trouble at Christmas than anything else, is impulse shopping. And it's easy to add a couple of items, and it's easy then to put them on the credit card. I've talked before about credit cards. It's the worst thing about them is that you have to pay interest on them, and it takes a long time to pay them off. But the other bad thing is you'll spend 15 to 20% more every time you use a credit card than you will if you just use cash. So I would really encourage you to have Christmas clubs or something like that, or just take an amount of cash with you and not use your cards this Christmas and see what happens.
Yeah, we spend money on a lot of things other than on gifts at Christmas. So should that be part of the plan?
Absolutely.
What do we do with all that?
Decorations on the outside of the house, the inside of the house, those things should be factored in. Even factoring in a lot of the audience that we're talking to today, like myself, we do a lot of things for other people at Christmas, and we need to kind of even plan for that, because if we don't, we can go out on a limb with some of those kinds of purchases, and again, cause ourselves some problems. So we just need to really look at our whole Christmas arena of spending, not only gifts, but items, food, everything else.
Travel.
And say, travel if you're going out of town, and just say, hey, you know, what am I going to spend here, and how much do I have?
If we intend to spend a little bit less money this year, then here are some ideas that might help with that.
One of the things you can simply do is just is talk to the people to whom you usually give and just say, we really, in our household, want to establish different priorities for Christmas. We're going to be spending less money at Christmas. You can say, you know, we want to give to you or whatever. Mike's going to share some ideas with us. But you just you let people know that ahead of time. And you know what? Almost everybody that hears that is kind of relieved. They kind of like that.
Stress is off them too.
Absolutely does. So the thing is just to talk about it ahead of time, so somebody's not surprised when they give you a $100 gift and you give them an $8 gift. All right.
Wow.
Like that pen you said you'd buy me.
Yeah, the Mount Everest
pen or whatever.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So.
Oh, Mont Blanc. I'm sorry. I thought it was a Mount Everest.
Mount Everest. It's all the
same.
Because
it was so expensive, I figured.
He's going to go to Everest and bring you back a souvenir.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
But, Mike, I'd love it if you could to share just some other ideas. What can people do so that they can spend a little bit less money this year than maybe they would otherwise?
Well, again, I think going on the same thing you just mentioned about talking to people, one of the things that we have found in counseling is that we're getting parents now to talk to their children about Christmas. Hmm. And in talking to them, we're letting the children, I think, today are much smarter than what I was when I was a child. And they're much more perceptive about what's going on in the family. Uh-huh. And a lot of times you can just talk to your child and say, hey, you know that things have been a little tough this year. Don't be embarrassed to tell them that. They know it anyway because they've had to miss out on maybe some program or some activity that they'd wanted to go to and they couldn't because of money. And just say, we're going to cut back on number of gifts, and maybe we're just going to give 3 gifts this year instead of 5 or 6. And what are the 2 or 3 things that you would want the most, and would you go along with that? We have found every child that we've talked to practically has gone along with that without any trouble at all. Mm-hmm. I used to get so frustrated with myself because when we had grandchildren, we'd only see them occasionally. I would we'd take them all these gifts and unload them, and they would just unwrap them just real quickly, just tear the wrappings off them, right. Look at them, lay them down, and then they'd go play with the box. You know, and the point is, you know, you can talk to your children, you can talk to people in your family, you can talk to your friends. We've taken the position in our situation because we think that's what God wanted us to do. I don't know what He has in mind for you, but we're trying to give more to other people who are more needy this year than we do for our own selves.
Yeah.
So my wife and I have decided we're not giving each other a Christmas present this year. We're going to spend it on Plymouth House Community Center for Children downtown, or we're going to do it for the senior citizens who have no families or children who have no food or clothing, you know, who are in really bad situations. We work with a maternity home, those kinds of things is where we're trying to put more emphasis and more money. Mm-hmm. And the feeling that you get from that is so much better.
And Mike Graham does a good job of providing some perspective about all of this.
Don't forget why we have Christmas. Christmas isn't about seeing who can give the best gift. The best gift's already been given to us
Amen.
Through Jesus Christ. And so don't, you know, just put your faith and trust in Him and thank Him for what He's done for us. Number two, I still encourage people to not spend more than they make. And that means on credit cards to, you know, keep a balance in their lives, because I think Jenny mentioned a while ago the joy and peace that she gets. And then that's one of the things that Jesus talks so much about, joy and peace in our lives. And don't do those things which is going to disrupt that.
Mm-hmm.
So what I took out of all that really was 4 different steps. The first step is to set some goals, to know what we want the holiday season to be all about. What do we want to have accomplished when it's all said and done? And you might say, I don't want to make such a project out of it as to set goals, maybe even write them down. But when you think about it, the holidays are a project anyway. So let's just be purposeful, perhaps, about what we want the outcome to be of that. And then step two is to establish a budget. How much can we spend or are we going to spend to do everything that needs to be done through the holiday season, all the extra stuff, the gift giving and the travel and the food and all of those other things. And then the third is to develop the plan. What are we specifically going to do? And are there people that we need to talk to about our plans and whatever it may be? And then the fourth item is the actual action and carrying it through and doing what you say you're going to do. If you think about it, it might sound complicated, but it's really not. There are probably one or two ideas that you can implement once you've set your goals and your budget to make this holiday season one like no other. And so when it's all said and done, you will have bonded together as a family, and you will not be financially stressed. And most importantly, you'll have a renewed appreciation for what God has done for us in that ultimate gift that He sent to us so long ago, and actually sends to us every day. Oh yeah, Jim, help keep us legal. What are the disclosures?
Dan is with Dan Financial Services. He's a registered representative with G.A. Repel & Company, member FINRA, SIPC.
I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, a wonderful Christmas. It is a great time of year. May God bless you, and may God bless others through you in this holiday season. God bless you.